Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In a side open mic, and today I was honored, or shall I say dishonored, with a call from Washington, a woman's name was Mary Beth, from the National Federal Transportation Department, who informed me that they received my complaint when I called the, and this goes back, it's got to be at least 2 years.
Wow.
When I called the Justice Department to tell them that I was barred from getting on an accessoride bus in New York City. So this woman calls me, and the unbelievable process, and, you know, and just another oblivious reason why we're not equal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. Here's what they can't do anything for me, first of all, because I'm in court. So if I wanted something to be done by them, which I don't, because I think it's ridiculous and a waste of time, I'd have to be finished with the court. So here's what they have. They have no power of enforcement. What they
That's
do
crazy.
Is, and to me this is absolutely stupid, you know, what they do is they have to establish a pattern of discrimination. And in my case, in other words, multiple people being rejected from the bus, you know, the accessor. All right. Establish a pattern. Then they go and they tell the provider, oh, you can't do this. You have X amount of time to straighten it out. I didn't ask her how much, but I would assume it's, you know, it's usually 90 days or whatever. And if they keep on repeating the discrimination, then, and of course this is still over a period of a long time, then they have the option of removing the money from the service.
That's
in other words, to take away the service that, in this case, that is for the disabled. All right?
How stupid.
I mean, is that, and when I heard this, I said, wait a minute. I said, you're punishing us for what these people did. You're
right.
Hurting us more than you're hurting anybody else by doing this.
That's right.
Because then we won't have the bus.
Right.
You know?
What she said.
And with that, she told me, oh, I don't think anyone has ever gone that far. You know? But that's
right.
Not the damn point.
That's
Protect
right.
us. You know? They have no mm-hmm. powers, no enforcement, nothing. Nothing. And this is supposed to be the civil rights division of the Transportation Department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, and common sense, my civil rights were violated when they wouldn't let me on that bus with my guide dog.
That's
and
true.
Here's the civil rights division of a branch of the government that doesn't do a damn thing about it.
Right.
And you wonder why we're not equal? Then she tells me money was allocated, supposedly, to make things more accessible under the ADA. But here's the catch. There's no enforcement behind that.
Right.
You know? I mean, how do you, in other words, they could wind up in court for years and years and years, and the money will sit there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because many people and companies, you know, don't want accessibility. They don't want us around. There's a lot of hatred toward the disabled.
Oh, yeah.
I'm beginning to think. So what good is the money without enforcement? So there you have that situation, coupled with everything else. And then I told her about the guide dog thing. You know, she didn't even want to address that. But absolutely horrendous as to why we are not equal. Just another blow. And I wouldn't give you 2 cents for this government protecting us. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm not going to speak for all other disabled because a lot of people have to find out for themselves. But as far as I'm concerned, how the hell are they going to protect me from a disease if they can't even protect me from getting on a bus?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Well, half the stuff they say, I don't even give it any merit.
Mm-hmm.
Open mic. This is what we got to deal with.
Yeah.
You know? So the phone call from Washington was pointless. You know? Accomplished nothing. You know, I mean, these people don't even appreciate what we go through. How the hell can they represent us? Well, they don't represent us. That's the bottom line. They don't. This is supposed to be the Civil Rights Division of Transportation. They don't represent me. They don't give a damn about me. Tomorrow I could be thrown off another bus. You know? And where do you go for help? You see what they did here, world?
Yeah.
They installed a half-assed law that is no good for us. All right? This law is no damn good. If it doesn't protect you, it's no good.
It's true.
And that's the bottom line on that one. So I'll stick with the court. I'll try to make the thing. Now my co-defendant, Allie, is beginning to agree with me that we go to the news media. I'll try to embarrass the hell out of these people and work it that way because that's the only protection we have. You know, if they're going to look bad, And maybe some of their funding will be cut, who knows, if that.
Right.
That's the only weapon that we have.
That we have.
You can't depend on the government.
Nope.
And I don't know who the judge was who refused to dismiss this, but him or her, I praise that judge, and I thank him.
Oh, yeah.
For not letting this go by the wayside. Whoever that judge is, I'd like to find out and at least send him a note, you know, that he kept this thing alive because the transit authority wanted to get rid of it.
Yes, they did. Easily, you could tell that.
Horrible-ass people.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not talking about the people who work on the trains and who work token booth and all that. Those people are nice people. Those are good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about the upper echelon of this machinery, this horrible system. And in this case, the Metropolitan Transit Authority that did this to me. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. You can pick your own subject, and you can phone it in, 213-816-1650. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-0744. I got that number right. Let's see. Wait a minute. 609-388. 3744, I believe it is.
I could look it up.
Yeah, yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, the Big East. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Tom's River, New Jersey. Adopt an Akita. All right, we'll double check that number for you. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. You need dog food, cat food, give Gary a call. And,
okay, I'm ready when you are.
What?
I know the number.
Well, what is it?
609-388-7004.
All right. Correction on the number. 609-388-7004 on the Big East.
That's right.
Best wishes to Jimmy and Nancy. Jimmy the poet called me today, and they tell him he has COVID. You know, he didn't sound too bad.
Well, some of them are non-symptomatic, you know.
So, well, he said he had some symptoms. He had some congestion.
Yeah.
So, Jim, if you're listening, wild oil of oregano.
Yeah.
You know, the doctors won't tell you about that usually, but it's great stuff. Take it a couple of times a day, 2 drops under your tongue with water. Take it with food. Wild oil of oregano will help. A great deal.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. I want to thank the Suffolk Bus. I want to thank Silo. Their number is 631-880-7929. Any advocacy stuff or information you need, legislation and all that, they usually have that or they can get it for you. All right. Inner Sight and all the beautiful children of the world. Avante, Corey Foster, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell. And we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight remind you of that. So, you know, if these ridiculous politicians would get rid of these nursing homes and turn them into accessible housing, more money could be used to protect children.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, how about that one?
Yeah.
Are any of the other agencies advocating for that? I've never heard of any.
Me neither.
You know? Well, we are. And we ought to put up a tweet about that.
Yeah, we could.
Let's get all the parents on our side. You know, $172 billion wasted in nursing homes, and now the government is doing the same thing that that other guy did, the one we threw out.
Yeah.
And I'm ashamed of his name, but I'm not ashamed of his dad, Mario.
That's right.
Beautiful guy. But why don't they free up the people in these nursing homes, give them better safety, turn them into accessible housing, and use some of that money to protect children?
Yeah, sure.
I'd be the first one to advocate for that.
Yeah. A lot of people would.
They should be.
Yeah.
They could do a lot for people if that $172 billion wasn't wasted like that.
Oh, yeah.
And get the agencies involved to start raising some money to help.
Why not?
All right, Inner Sight, and we got Able News on board. You want to roll that?
Yep. Give me a sec.
Roll it out, Able News.
Wait a minute.
Inner Sight.
Here it is. It's taking its time. Why, I don't know tonight.
On
okay, here it goes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, open mic and a couple of different slants on this virus. That I heard on CNBC. First of all, this guy, Fossey, I call him Farty. I don't think he's a very intelligent guy. Okay, so he wants to make, he makes a double statement. He said that the domestic air flights should be accountable for, you know, and people should have proof of vaccination and all that. And then in the same sentence, he says, but not now.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell kind of a statement is that? You're going to make a statement, make it.
That's right.
You know? Don't give me a double statement.
Yeah.
You say something should happen, but not now. When?
When?
You know?
Yeah.
Then a report out of South Africa where a group of scientists evidently have done some research and discovered that the new
Omicron.
The new Omicron appears, and of course this is all theory world. You know, you got to realize that appears to diminish the other variants. All right. So if that's true, that's a good thing, you know. Anyway, all kinds of statements, contradictions, you know, things that you have to weigh. I heard a commercial on the radio today. Oh, a horrible, horrible new drug for diabetes and the symptoms that you get, I'm going to call them symptoms. They call them side effects. I'm going to call them symptoms that you get from taking this drug. One of them is you want to commit suicide.
Oh, that's lovely.
I mean, can you believe this? That doctors are allowing people to take this stuff? Then it tells you, call your doctor if you feel this way. This is the asshole that gave you the stuff. I mean, why? How can people be so stupid? I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'm all over the world. Most people are stupid. Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see that these people want you to take a drug that is making you miserable and all kinds of side effects and making you feel suicidal. You're going to call the guy who gave it to you?
No. I'm going to stop it.
I'm sorry.
I don't
agree with that.
I'd
stay away from
first.
That guy and that doctor. Because anybody who recommends that poison is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that shouldn't have a license. Not the holistic. I don't know of any holistic treatment that would make you want or feel like you want to commit suicide. I mean, maybe some people may be allergic to them, yes.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of any holistic treatment so horrendous like I hear about the stuff passed by the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know what it is? Percent allowable that people will still take it but not die. You see? That's
what they
want.
Well, you know
what
they can do with that?
They could shove it.
That's like the same way that the transportation Federal Transportation Department work. If it only happens to one person or two, you know, two people,
too many
it doesn't count.
That's
Bull
two
crap.
People too many.
What kind of a way is that to think?
Every life is precious in my eyes. Every life. I don't care what
anybody says. That's why there should be enforcement.
That's right.
You know? I mean, that's horrible. They don't say if there's only, with non-disabled people, they don't say if there's only one person being threatened by a guy with a gun, the cops won't show up, do they?
No.
Well.
They'll always show up in that manner.
This guy threatened me. The cops didn't even come.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's a threat.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
Not letting me in with my dog. And then lying to us.
Yeah,
two blind people
work.
Lying to us, telling us that there's a bus behind him for us.
Now that's disgusting.
Yeah.
You're
that
lucky
was,
that you don't trust people in
ago.
That manner, you know.
But that's the way the law is. It does not protect us.
Yeah. I'm glad he got taken down a few notches by having to, you know, appear at least. You know, did he was he interviewed by the
appear
lawyers?
Where? What are you talking about?
Meaning his lawyer and stuff like that had to appear.
No.
He had to pay
for
something?
That guy didn't appear anywhere. He supposedly, we were told he got fired and the company he worked for went out of business.
Oh, jeez.
Where's that proof? He didn't appear.
Yeah, I'd like to see that in a format that you could read.
There was no appearance.
Oh, nice.
There was this,
nice.
There hasn't been a hearing. How could there be an appearance? The only thing that's happened was they tried to dismiss it and we fought them down on it.
Yeah.
But there's nobody appeared, or maybe. I don't even think the lawyers had to appear. It was done
virtually
on the phone with all this COVID stuff, you know.
Yeah, but how could you do it? That's discrimination right
but
there.
How could you?
I'm sorry.
The guy who did this to me walked away scot-free, who did this to us, not just me.
Yeah, no.
Allie was it too. Got away scot-free.
And lied to
That's
you.
Why people do these things.
That's right.
Because there's no damn protection. It almost makes you want to start your own militia.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it does. But you know what? It's not fair what they're doing. So why, here's what, you know, I'll tell you something. And I'm going to tell our viewers something. That when I was younger, I used to deny that I was my heritage because everybody used to automatically judge me, okay? So I'm Middle Eastern, and I have no problem saying that now. And the reason is that's who I am, okay? But I peacefully, what it called, do things. I don't, you know, do things that would hurt anybody, and I don't do things that would hurt anybody in my own religion or anything whatsoever. I don't like that. So,
well,
the thing
this
that
guy,
makes,
excuse me, this guy who did this to me, if he became disabled tomorrow, he needed my help, I'd be the first one to help him.
That's right.
That's inner sight.
That's right. That's inner sight. Yes, that's what
that's
Joe used to say.
That's inner sight. You know?
Joseph Aryan used to say that a lot about a lot of people. I know that person doesn't like me.
On the other hand, if I ever meet him and he told me he's the guy who did it, I might punch him in the mouth.
And then help him. You know,
I mean, you got to get something out of this. This is horrible, what they do to people.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic 213-816-1650. You want to call in, pick your own subject. Kennedy Realty brings you this show.
Let me see who's on the phones. Oh.
Islip, New York. Kennedy. You need a house, buy a house, sell a house. good info on real estate. 631-888-1186. Kennedy. Anthony.
Okay.
Kennedy Realty.
My phone went off again.
All right. Open mic.
Get away.
Turn down your video, your radio, television, whatever you got there.
Last time I checked, there was nobody on, and that was like a minute ago. Give me a little bit.
Try to avoid. Try to avoid the speakerphone when you call in.
Yes, it's very
all right.
Important.
A lot of people are on vacation.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's all right.
But I had to reboot my phone because I wasn't getting the ability to type anything, and I didn't like that. So now I have a clean page, and I'm able to go.
All right. Let's see if anybody's online. We can do open mic either way, you know.
Yeah, no.
With or without phone calls. See, this show goes with or without phone calls.
Yeah, it does.
So.
Let's see.
Nice to have people call in, but they don't.
Yeah, it does.
We're still here.
Could do
we,
it.
We still do the show.
No, it's just us tonight. So.
All right. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show.
Yeah.
Nursing homes kill people, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly can't rely on the government to protect those people. That's been proven time and time again. It's being proven again. Let's see if we get an answer. We sent an email to the governor.
Yeah.
Asking for a meeting.
I resent it, too. I gave it, I sent
resent
it again.
Let's see if we get an answer from her excellency. Well, look. I respect the governor. The question
I did
is,
too. Does she respect
does she
us?
Respect us?
That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can say things about her, you know, and like I did yesterday, the governor should be grateful that her eyes are protected, that her medical can't be taken away. You know,
that's true.
The governor should be the first one to realize what my guide dog means to me. And
that's
help
right.
me get the medical, and,
medical.
And open up the courts when people
yeah.
are denied the service dog. I can say all these things because I respect her.
That's right.
There's a difference between between being malicious
yeah.
and saying the facts the way they are, the
yeah.
truth. See? So we're not out to hurt. You know, God forbid, tomorrow the governor needed help, and I was
you'd
able to do
first.
Something, I'd be the first one to help her.
Yeah.
I'd be the first one to help her. Of course, she doesn't need me, but the point is, you know, that's how I feel about it. But at the same time, I'm not going to hold back on saying that, you know, sure to make sure that we're equal and let
yeah.
New York State take the lead on that. New York should take the lead. New York should
yeah,
be the first too. State to issue an executive order opening up the courts to
yes,
blind and
should.
Disabled people who are denied service dogs. Now there's got to be a way to do it. I don't care how you hook it in. You know, it's been said that these guide dog schools are private organizations and you can't take them to court. I don't believe that. If New
Who
York
said that
State,
they weren't?
If New York State legislators unanimously got together and declared a blind person's dog official eyesight that no
mm-hmm.
agency or individual could interfere with without proof, you could drag them into court if you had to.
That's
I
right.
believe that. Why don't they do that? That's what we need.
Yeah.
I believe that's the answer.
It is the answer.
A guide dog is no longer a guide dog once it's guiding that person. Now
yeah.
it's somebody's eyes, somebody's mm-hmm. life.
Mm-hmm.
The other day when I was crossing the railroad tracks, halfway across, the bell went off. I held
sure.
on to my dog for life.
Yeah.
If I was without her, God knows what would have happened.
True.
You know. Because when you're here, especially when you can't see, and you have a cane, and you hear a signal, you tend to rush and tighten up.
Yeah, you do. You're
know?
Scared at that point.
But my dog kept me calm.
Yeah.
And I
Not
knew that
calm.
All I had to do was hold on to that harness.
And she'd get you across.
That's what the governor
denying,
should take
yeah.
into consideration and get the legislator to declare that guide dogs are people's eyes and must not be interfered with without proof. I'm not saying every blind person should have a dog. Every blind person should have the right, though, to a day in court.
Yeah, instead of having the people who took away your dog opportunity to have the right of speaking about it. That's not cool, you know?
So that's what the governor needs to do. Needs to find a way to protect the eyes of the blind, which for millions of us becomes a guide dog.
Yeah.
And of course you can extend that to all service dogs. All right, 213-816-1650 on the open mic, 831 New York open mic. And a lot of people play around with the stock market. It's been going up and down, up and down.
Like crazy. I've been keeping an eye on it, and I've been listening to the company, the program, I'm sorry, that you like to hear on radio. They don't, you know, give us any type of, what do they call that, money. So I don't want to talk, you know, advertisement on them. But they actually said a lot of good things in terms of what I was thinking about the stock market. Excuse me for going a little rambly about that, but it's one of those episodes I'm having today.
Well, you got to have money to play around with the stock market. You can't do that without money.
You could start now on the stock market with lower, I would say, not a full share. You could actually go through without a full share. You need somebody who does know what they're doing without stealing
your
money.
Yeah, but you still got to have money. In other words, if you're disabled and most of your money goes for the rent, you know, and you have other things.
Yeah, where's the money? Everything
you don't have much money to play around with a stock market.
I don't.
You know.
I mean, I don't know.
So,
maybe things for the disabled should go down in price and everybody else should be charged the right price because we don't have that much of an income. You know?
Well,
and
I don't know.
Expensive.
Let's get back to that. Until everything is accessible, personally, and in a site, not just personally, in a site believes we shouldn't have any bills.
Yes, we shouldn't. My
the government
and my
owes us
too.
The same thing it owes everybody else.
Yeah.
If I can't walk down the street and read a sign, you know, in a window and whatever, like everybody else, I shouldn't have to pay any bills.
I agree.
You know? And they claim they have these devices now that are supposed to help you do that. Well, if that's true, then how come every blind person in this country doesn't have what they need? Where is it?
Yeah, where's that device?
You know?
That's what I'd like to know.
So, you know, again, it's the no enforcement of the law.
Yeah.
If there is such an such a device, then the law should be enforced that every blind person should have one of those.
Yeah.
You know? And at the same time, every sign and every building should still be accessible. Because suppose the damn thing breaks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you should have both. You should have both. Everybody else has both. They have their eyes and they have the sign up there they can read.
That's true.
We don't even have one because of this government.
Yeah, that's true.
And the way they treat us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say some things we do, but most we don't. All right, in a sight. Tomorrow night, the nursing home show. Thursday night will be our funnies show, because Friday, New Year's Eve will be off. But Friday night, Thursday night this week.
Yeah. It's
will
Friday
be the
night follies, which is Thursday.
So you want to hear some crazy...
We have Louie waiting for you, Frank.
We'll tell... one of the things I want to tell Thursday night is all the things that Inner Sight wants for the new year.
We have two, Frank, two callers. I just refreshed.
Two callers. All right. We have Louie, and who's the other one?
323 area code.
Oh, I don't know what that is. 323. All right, let's take a phone call, and we'll take Louie. Let Louie... Inner Sight, hello, caller.
Yeah. Hello.
323 is Joe. Try to remember that, boys and girls.
Okay.
323.
How you doing, Joe?
Okay, Suzanne. You know what? I was here when, Frank, when you were doing your imitation of Christmas, old Christmas movies.
Scrooge, yeah.
I think
it
was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I called in, but the thing was that Suzanne didn't refresh her page, so she didn't see me. But I wanted to say it was a good thing that you and your name and her name are on the description page. But I didn't see any kind of website that people can go to click on to go to Inner Sight.
Oh, we don't have the website up there.
No, it's, I could put it. You like it this evening?
Yeah, put the website up there.
Yeah, I'll do it for this evening.
Good idea.
And I forgot because there was a blog talk show. I forget what it is now because my memory's bad. But there's a blog talk radio show that you guys, if I go back to it again, I'll remember the name and I'll contact you guys because you two could form a joint venture and fulfill your particular goals, which are may not be exactly the same, but they're about government caring for certain sections. So yours is for the disabled. Theirs is for, I forget exactly what it is, but it's pretty close. It's for healthcare workers or for, it's close to nurse. It's for caregivers. That's what it was about.
Okay.
So I'll try to remember next time. So I want to wish you guys Merry Christmas, and I'll put myself on mute, and you can let Louie in.
Happy New Year, Joe.
And you got our website. It's on there underneath everything. I just put it up.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to be on mute. And Happy New Year to both of you, okay?
Yes,
and I'll put myself on mute and let Louie in.
Okay. Here goes.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, open mic. Louie the Lip on Inner Sight to tell you about
hello,
the following.
Frank, hello?
Yeah, you are.
You.
Why, I'm on the air?
Yeah.
No, you're in the air.
That's it.
Yeah, in the air, we ran the air.
You're flying.
You sure I'm in the I'm on the air, Suzanne?
Yeah,
that's
I opened
it.
You up.
Hi,
I
Suzanne.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, how you doing? I enjoy my holiday spirit.
That's good.
Oh, wait, you're enjoying holiday spirits? Like drinking?
Yeah, at my brother's.
Oh, you're at your brother's now.
No, I already went there last weekend.
Oh, you didn't? You came back? Oh, that must have been nice.
11:30 at night.
Oh, all right. You had fun then.
Yeah.
All right.
I just got a cologne from Ben and shaving kit.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, you must smell good.
I had good din over there. I had a little stuffed shells and salad and roast pork.
Making me hungry.
I ate the whole dish.
You ate the dish too? Oh my God!
I ate the whole plate, not dish.
He ate the plate.
You must be pretty strong. You know, my brother and my sister-in-law did. He put cornucopia on the plate.
No. Well, what'd you do? Bark at him?
I bark him right back at him. Yeah, bark.
That's why they put the cornucopia. You bark at him.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie.
This week. Yeah.
The Follies are on Thursday night.
Yeah.
You gonna remember that?
You gonna remember that? You gonna call in? Okay, Thursday.
Yeah, I'll keep trying.
Thursday night.
I keep refreshing, but my browser on my phone is a little bit slow in what it wants to do. So sorry, guys.
All right.
My connection
Thursday night.
Is not so good.
We're going to talk
hey,
about
Frank,
the
what'd
New
what did you do
year.
For Christmas? What did you
oh,
do for
I
Christmas?
I went to my girlfriend's dad's house.
Uh-huh.
And we had a nice time, and I was declared an official uncle.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Any food over there?
Oh, yeah, we had plenty of food. I had wine, too.
That's good.
Organic food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, these people are really into organic stuff. My sister-in-law is a vegetarian.
Which is great.
And Suzanne, I had about five shots of eggnog.
Now? Oh, boy.
Five shots? Boy,
yeah,
you must have been flying over the clubhouse.
That's it. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you must
yeah,
be flying.
I had it, yeah.
We knew he was flying. Flying with
all right.
They helped me up on the couch. I was snoring. Snoring on the couch.
Oh.
I got.
Goofy. Sounds like you had a little episode there.
Yeah, I think so.
In the basement.
Boy. That's right.
I had a shot of Bacardi and Coca-Cola, too.
Oh, on top of that? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. When you get like that, if you're going to have something to drink, drink water in between. This way you don't get as drunk, you know? Make it a middle drunk.
No, Frank. No water. No water.
Louis not gonna
Why
drink
no
water?
Water? You want to get that drunk?
Water got too much bacteria in the water. It's too much bacteria.
Bacteria.
No, you could
that's
use filtered water.
Louis a doctor.
Yeah.
You could get filtered water. Ask somebody.
Yeah.
To go
every time I drink that, I have to spit out the water. It's too much bacteria.
No, not filtered water. Filtered water, they take out the bacteria.
That's
yeah.
It's filtered.
All right, give him a little.
Water.
Hey, Lou, give him a little rap on Thursday night Follies. What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Friday is going to Frank and out of commission on Friday. Make sure you turn it on a Thursday night, 8 to 9 o'clock for the Follies. From the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning, all right? And on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to do my Rosanna Dana, and I'm going to do my name is Vito Corleone with a call on April 9 o'clock on Thursday night, okay? And my name is Jerry Lewis. Make sure you call at 8 to 9 o'clock. I'm my friend of Black Talk Radio talking to my man Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper. Be
there
ready for the swab. Wait a minute. Be ready for the cup of the swab. We're going to go to the bathroom and talk to Rosanna Dana. We got the cotton swab for tickle, too.
All right. Thursday night instead of Friday. Inner sight frolic. All right.
Hey, Suzanne, what did you do for Christmas?
What I do? I spent it very, very just close with family, and we just had dinner, and we had a very quaint, you know, time, very, very private.
Anything good?
Nothing. No, we just had a grab bag. We played games, just a really, you know, private small, because my mom passed away at the beginning of this year, and I just didn't feel right celebrating it.
How many people were at your house?
Let me see. Six were there. That's it.
Any ladies there?
Yeah. Yeah, there were. Let's see. One young lady and two, let's see, my age. And the rest were men.
Family.
Yeah, family.
Yeah, Maple Leaf Santa Claus come to Suzanne Sarasi's house. Surprise, Louis Rivera's here.
Then I'm going to have to get you a mistletoe. Is that it? You kiss people?
Yep.
And then give them love drops.
Yeah. Yeah, for all the ladies from the Santa Claus, Louis Rivera, right here.
Okay. Louis.
All right. In sight. We'll see you on Thursday, Lou.
Yeah, we'll see you on Thursday, Lou. All right.
Okay, this is Rosanna Dana. I'm going to have Andrew. My name is Jerry Lewis.
And I'm being a little cool. We're going to sign off. And I'll call you on Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock on Block Talk Rail with this Folix. We'll have a good time.
Okay. That's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, my name is Rosanna Dana. Signing off.
Take care.
Save your voice, Rosanna.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay. I love you, Suzanne.
Hey, I love you, Lou. Take care. Be good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, New York, 848, open mic, 213-816-1650. You want to call in, pick your own topic, and Inner Sight, let's see. How many years we've been on the air now?
Oh,
on this show.
2012.
2012?
2012.
And we're going into what?
22. 10 years. Yeah.
10 years? No.
Yeah.
Hasn't been that long.
Yeah,
really?
See the date. If you click on that archive. Yeah.
I can't believe it. 10 years. Where'd the time go? Man.
Yeah.
10 years. All right. Over 100,000 listeners.
100 and let's see. 112,600. What up?
Oh, all right. Now, how are we doing with our petition? Oh, don't forget to sign the petition. Change.org. One on the service. Let's get a. Can you look at
count
the two of them?
Yeah, I can.
Let's get a count. It's almost the end of the year. I'd like to get a count.
It's
on
10.
On our petitions.
Last time I checked it today, it was 10.
All right, 10
so,
on that one. Well, what's on the other one?
I have. It looks the same to me, but maybe you'll know. Hold on. I don't remember the exact number, so I have to go back.
People tell me
look.
They're going to sign it. Let's see if we gained any.
Yeah.
Signatures.
Yes. I hope they sign the other one, too. Why do you sign? Travel. Meaning go to the other page. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah. All right, give me a moment. I'll be there.
The two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the nursing home one, we're gonna pump that up.
We have to. We have no choice. All right, now,
That's
going to
come alive.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so, oh, yeah. It'll do exactly like what the guide dog did in one night. It went up from, I think it was less than, I think, a few thousand, and it went all the way up to 50,000.
We have to hit it in the right way, get it in the right way.
Yep. Overnight went up to 50,000. You know why it did that? It did that because the people felt what was wrong, and that's important.
Yeah, now, we'd like to, in the upcoming presidential election, we're exploring the possibility of getting referendums on the ballot.
Good idea.
You know, so we're going to, as soon as the, after the first of the year, we'll be making, I already made some inquiries. We'll be making some more to find out what's involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
And see if we can get attention to that, you know.
Definitely.
Another way of maybe getting some news coverage, too.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because it will be the first time that
any
organization is asking for a blind person's guide dog to be declared official eyes by a country. And it'll be the first time that we've... an agency will be asking for the nursing home business to be turned into accessible housing.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many names you have to have. You know, they're always changing these things, but we'll definitely find out and pursue that. And it's going to be up to the to you guys. I mean, I'll help as much as I can to get those names on that petition.
Oh, yeah. 75,924 is the guide dog one. And
oh, we came up.
Yeah, okay.
It's almost 76,000.
What was it well, yeah, it is very close. Oh, it was 74 before?
74 in change.
Cool.
Now it's 75, almost 76.
Yeah, very close to 76.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
All right,
good.
We don't have much time. I'd like
to
get... do you have any... for tomorrow night, do you have any comments on the nursing home petition that we can read over the air? Not now, but tomorrow night.
Nothing.
No comments?
Really. Let me look and see what I got for people. Let me try and look. I could always look.
I don't want to do it now, but tomorrow night I think would make a good...
Yes, I have one or two.
All right.
By people we know, too.
All right, so we can put that in as part of the show tomorrow night. And by the way, I did approach a businessman who is very good at numbers, and somebody who I know very well, who's very reliable. And we're supposed to get together and talk about the possibility of him helping to start a profit-making business to keep people in their own home.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to try to develop that. This
That's
is someone
good.
That I know very well and who's very reliable, and
awesome.
Who has a vested interest because they have a disabled relative.
That's great. That's a good idea.
See what happens.
Actually.
I'm on it, man. I'm on it.
I know. Any which way, we would think of something, and then Frank goes, "Okay, we'll do that." You know, we're very creative when we get to some of this stuff because if we're not creative, who will be? You know, everybody else just wants to push us in.
We got to move people. We got to move them.
Yeah.
Got to make them realize, you know, that this could happen to you. Where's your insurance?
Very much so. Very much so. You're not, even if you're rich, protected from this. It helps a little bit, but it doesn't even protect you. You just got to get rid of these places.
No,
people
because if your
say,
money runs
you
down,
that?
Boom, there you go.
There you go, yeah. Well, not even if your money runs down. Say you're filthy rich. You can have and you give somebody the right to, and you think that person was the ideal person to be your proxy or your whatever it's called in other states. It's called a patient advocate, where they if you're not talking, they have to talk for you and you trust them a lot. We had one person that we knew that it was her brother took absolutely everything from her, and that was it. And you know that's not right in my eyes. You know. Who's comfortable, you know?
People should be in their own home, and you need someone who's going to, you can rely on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you see, my thing is, if we turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, people won't be able to go to nursing homes anymore. That's what I want.
Yeah.
See? So you got to create a better place.
That's right. They were all talking
right.
about how people
Inner
don't,
Sight
you know,
will
I mean,
be with you tomorrow night
smart.
On the nursing home show.
Yes.
I want to thank all our friends, all our listeners for keeping us going 10 years, man.
Yeah.
And determined.
We started
to
your birthday.
Make
10
a difference.
Years ago.
What?
We started on this, your birthday, 10 years ago.
We did?
Yeah.
Wow, 10 years, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And thank you for... being out there and listening. I want to thank Bill for his donations and then the prospect of a couple of more coming in. We're changing the PayPal so we'll have better access.
Yeah.
So we'll go to the website if you want to make a donation, go through PayPal. And we'll be able to retrieve that. All right. Thank you. Inner Sight fights on. What happened to me today with this Washington thing doesn't make me quit. It makes me fight harder. It's the proof that Inner Sight is right. That there is no enforcement and help. And there should be. You know, we're not looking to be above anyone or better than anyone. We want the same protection. That's all it's about, world. Give us the same protection and rights that everybody else has. And it's going to happen. I guarantee you. I don't know the day or the hour, but I know it's going to happen. Sure, there's a God above. Thank you. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Give us more. Inner Sight. I want to thank all our callers, too.
Yes.
We appreciate your input and observations. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.